C-1. Cavalieri Observatory, Trento, Italy. When his classmates had dreamed of scoring the winning goal in the World Cup final, Alessandro Bonucci had dreamed of a night like this. The discovery of any exoplanet had seemed unlikely in those days, but a discovery like the one that was now within his grasp, the discovery of a planet which was either the current home to intelligent extraterrestrials or a hand-picked second home for humanity, well, a discovery like that had been beyond his wildest dreams. Timo Fiori trusted Alessandro more than anyone else, and Alessandro didn't take this trust lightly. He followed every protocol and every instruction to the letter, ensuring that other workers who had to know he was up to something wouldn't know what that something was. Alessandro knew what he was looking for, and he knew why it had to be kept quiet for now. Observable confirmation of New Kerguelen's existence and location was the jackpot, but Alessandro didn't dismiss the possibility that what he might come across was a new kind of message in the form of a signal. For that reason, he keenly directed all manner of telescopes at the target zone and pored over the incoming data like a day trader analyzing 15 screens at once. Even the radio telescopes at his home facility were involved in the search for something meaningful in the target zone, along with faraway telescopes designed for deep space observation for planetary defense purposes, and of course those housed in Timo's several exoplanet hunting facilities around the world. Despite all of this data being fed directly to Alessandro, for many hours there was nothing of note. Nothing, nothing, and a whole lot more nothing. But then suddenly, there was something. A pop-up window containing a barrage of new data fields flashed up on one of the screens, immediately capturing his full attention. He wheeled his chair down the long line of screens until he was directly in line with the pop-up, at which point his eyes took in the incredible data. "Oh my God," Alessandro said out loud. He quickly moved to another screen which relayed data from the same kind of telescope at a different facility and typed in a series of commands to direct the second telescope to the precise focus of the first. He waited, waited, and waited some more, obsessively rechecking the first screen and fidgeting impatiently until a familiar pop-up appeared on the second. And there it was. The observations were distinct, and the result was replicable. No two ways about it. But beyond merely reporting that two telescopes had found the same distant thing, the two screens contained identical data as to its precise nature and meaning. "No," Alessandro said, speaking out loud as the reality of what he was looking at slowly sank in. "No way." The words and numbers before Alessandro's eyes were not the kind he had dreamed of. Instead, these observations and the meaning of this find were the stuff of nightmares. His head fell into his hands. "No, no, 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 no."